We was going to town.
We was going to town.
Okay, that's the word I wanted. If I said, do you still do many things, you could say, yes, there, what, a lot of things I do.
Well, there is.
Okay, that's what I wanted. I might ask you, what color, and then you fill in the word, the tomatoes?
Green.
No, but don't give me the answer, though. Think about asking the question. What color blank the tomatoes? Can you put in a word there so that the sentence would be complete? What color the tomatoes?
Green.
Well, I'm not making myself clear.
Well, I'm just ignorant about understanding.
No, it's just that I haven't made it clear. Let's do it another way. You see, I don't want you to tell me the color, but I want you just to fill in a word to make the sentence complete. You could say, the tomatoes, what, green?
Not green. Would that be it?
I just want one word. The tomatoes, one word, green. The tomatoes, green. What word could you put in there?
Not right. Would
yeah.
that be?
Okay. If I said, have you done that yet? You might say, no, I
haven't.
Okay. If I say, was it a nice day? You'd say, no, it
was a terrible day.
Yeah. If I said, was it a nice day yesterday? You'd say, no, it just one
it was
word.
Awful.
Yeah. Can you put just one word in that? Was it a nice day? No, it
was raining.
Yeah. I want you to say, no, it wasn't, or no, it wasn't, or something like that.
It wasn't.
Okay. If I said, but suppose you don't think it's right for somebody to do something, you'd say, he what do that?
Shouldn't do that.
Right. if I asked you if you could do something and you weren't sure whether you could do it or not, you might say, well,
I'll try.
Yeah. Or, well, I might what?
I might try.
Yeah.
I might do it.
Okay. Good. I might say, when I fell on the ice, I what? Broke my neck. I didn't quite break my neck, but I...
Almost.
Yeah. Okay. Now. Got this page and this one, and I'll be through. Except for some very short little things. I guess you're getting sort of tired, aren't you?
I'm sitting. I'm not used to sitting, though.
Yeah. Alright. A dime is what?
10 cents.
Okay. You might say, you have lived in this house ever what, 1913? Ever what, 1913? Put in a word there. I've lived here ever...
50 some odd years.
Yeah. Can you put in just one word? I've lived here ever...
Since.
That's the word I wanted, you see. How'd you say you'd greet somebody on December the 25th? What would you say?
I met somebody that's 20.
If somebody came to your house on December the 25th, what holiday is December the 25th?
Christmas.
All right, so what would you say to the person?
Christmas gift.
Yeah, and what would be, you told me you'd say something else, too. I hope
happy
you...
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, can you think of another word instead of happy that we use?